Hey, you know what? It's that time of year again. First Saturday of May every year. It is what? Free comic book day. Every comic shop in the country will have a select few. I think it's about 20 to 23 comics out there free for y'all to just read, test out. Now, it's selected, so you can't just grab any comic you want from the shelf and grab it. Usually it's like about five comics each for each person. Yo, free comic book day is one of those days you can just go to a comic book shop, grab five free comics, read a little bit about something, and be like, oh, I like this. I want to read more of it. So then you maybe go the next day or a couple weeks later and get the whole set. Or start getting back to the comics that you used to when you were a teenager, when you were a little kid. Yeah, I'm 36 years old. I started reading comics. I was into comics, but I didn't even read them though until probably 32. So I'm only what, 5 years in, 4 years in, whatever the hell it is. I'm saying. So yo, for real, go check out Free Comic Book Day. We here in Massachusetts, so I'm saying we got the comic stop down on Main Street. Go check them out next Saturday, May 6th, from 10 to 5. It's gonna be packed. That's literally every comic book store's biggest day of the year. That's where they make all their money. That's where they get new. Usually, I think the revenue rises about 10%. And they get new people coming in with their kids and stuff like that. So yo, go check out any comic book shop you live near. May 6th. I keep forgetting stuff. 10 to 5, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go check it out. If you enjoy it, yo, hit that like on that Twitter, on that Facebook page. All right. I start the show. Hey yo, what's going on? It's your boy CJ Mello here with another comic book Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I don't know what you want to call it anymore. I know I used to do it on Saturdays, but it's like I'm not sure where to go with this. How's everybody doing out there today? Hope everybody's had a great week. Because I was last here with my kiddos doing the Super Mario Bros. Review. Go check that out from last week on Spotify. Yeah, so I finally picked up my issues 5 and 6 of Blue Beetle Graduation Day. So what I'm gonna do today is read both of them, but in between both, I'm gonna stop, I'm gonna take a break, and I'll basically like say when the next one starts. But I'm excited for this. I cannot wait. We got Dynastis. Oh gosh, I can't remember all of them now because it's been almost like 2 months that I read a book, but basically, the culmination would be issue 6. And I also heard that as soon as issue 6 ends, there's going to be an ongoing series by the same team that did the graduation day in September of Blue Beetle. So I'm excited for that. Excuse me. So yeah, you already read some comics. Let's go to work. I think I found the green one. You know our mission, Shazam. Now we have to bring her in. Got a Green Lantern? Holy moly, Nitita is big. I've got eyes on Dynastis, the yellow one. Proceed with caution, Wally. Can't see it here. These guys are tough. Don't worry about me, Jess. It's nothing flat the Flash can't handle. She'll never lay a finger on me. Anyone else want to take a stab at this? This is Bedlam. First, Jaime breaks into my lab, and he lets some cool teens steal my property. Now, Batman and his buddies are going to tear Palmera City apart, trying to capture these other beetles? I don't like this either, sis. We still don't even know why these beetles were even sent here by the Horizon. I wish we had more time to study them. Talk to them. Sure, that too. Hyman, it's very important that you stay put. You don't want to anger Batman any more than you already have. Ted, just let me. Enough! Hyman was tricked. You know that, said Starfire. That doesn't exactly fill us with confidence in his judgment. Sorry, guys. I need to do this. Hyman! Hyman flies out of Court Industries. Cyborg, are you in position? Remember, your mission is to subdue and disable the beetles. I've been waiting for you Signal, Batman. I'm good to go, says Cyborg. Time to give this new neuro-neutralizer a test drive. It should scramble the connection between these Beatles and their host. Jessica, Wally, everyone, clear away from Nitita. I'm about to take a shot. 10-4. We'll focus on Dinastis instead. Here goes nothing. Vic, wait. Think carefully before you pull that trigger. Hey, dude, says Jaime. You shouldn't have left. It's called strategy, remember? You taught me that, Starfire. That's not exactly what I meant. Corey, are we really going to do this? These Beatles are not hostile. You're kidding, right? Earth safety is our first priority, and you know that. We can sort out the details once the Beatles are subdued and captured. No, Cyborg, this is something else, Jaime tells him. I consulted our Titan's archives, comparing what I saw in my vision to the records of my homeworld, Tamaran. The nameless refugees of myth are actually known as the Horizon. What I thought was a legend from my childhood is all too real. They have been hiding from the Reach for centuries, though Tamaran seemed to have lost track of them a long time ago. These Beatles are the Horizon's protectors, not invaders. Jaime, get back here! Let him go, Vic. I have to stop all of this, somehow. I just hope Hajida and I can hold it together. Whoa, I can barely fly with the wind, like... whoosh. Ah! I don't remember hearing anything about a hurricane. Are you kidding me? Another one? Who does this guy think he is? You can call me Black Condor. I'm the child of the wind, gifted with powers beyond your comprehension. I'll protect my people and my home against any foe. Nice to meet you, dude. The Batman gave us orders. I'm not letting you go anywhere. Dude, calm down. Surrender now, or I'll make you surrender. I don't know who Black Condor is. I need to look this dude up. I get a chance. No. Nos detendrás. Y tú, joya no me asustan. Ya lo vemos. You're not prepared for Green Lantern's might. Green Lantern's fighting Dinastis. Vamos, como te la agregas con esto? No. Ya me capturaron una vez. No volver a pasar. You already captured me once. You're not doing it again. Okay, team. Time for plan B. Says Jessica Cruz. Stand down, Shazam. You're the muscle, right? Dinastis says. The strength of Hercules. I'm just going easy. Are you? Well, so am I. Pop! Dinastis makes Shazam fly away. Sorry, ma'am. Jessica, don't let Nitita escape. Refocus your efforts, Batman tells her. Jessica Cruz, are you there? Ted, are you the one jamming my signal? What's that, Bats? I can't hear you. Oh, that's messed up. Good work, Victoria. We can't stop Jaime, but we can at least slow down Batman and buy him time. It's easy. Why Batman uses this cheap Wayne tech is beyond me. Jaime owes me big after this. I can hear you, Ted. Sorry, Bats. It's nothing personal. But this is Jaime's fight. Sorry, man. You seem cool and scary as hell. Let me set you down somewhere safe, okay? Rayos. Ahoy! Here's a quick flash fact for you, Blue. Okay, slow down. It's a rule of thumb for the average boat to have 1 foot of anchor chained for every foot of length the vessel is. And the average cruise ship is over 1,000 feet long. That should be more than enough to hold you, right? Stop talking so fast. I can't understand what you're saying. Flash puts a chain around Jaime. You made your point, Corey. Step aside. I cannot. You're letting your feelings for Jaime cloud your judgment. He's wrong here. How often have we been wrong, Vic? How many times did we make growing up trying to become true heroes. Mistakes growing up, sorry. You know how much I care about this world, our world, and I believe in my heart we won't win this fight through violence. Help me. Help Jaime. You're making this hard for me, Corey. Vic. You know I'd do anything for you, but I can't let the Beatles threaten Palmera City. Dionysus runs after Blue Beetle. Jaime? You're helping me? You free me? I free you. What about her? Her? I'm not sure about. Dionysus, what are you doing? What about the Horizon's mission? I know we haven't met, but I know what you're thinking. My Beetle is telling me the same thing. Same scary things. But Blue Beetle's on our side. Canel was just trying to kill me? Just for 1 minute? And these guys. Jaime? The Reach are bad dudes. We all agree, but that doesn't mean the Horizon are evil. The Scarab's talking to Jaime. Dionysus and Natita are just like me. Sorry, Corey. Vic! No! Dionysus! Jaime! I believe what it looks like in this looks like Jaime jumped in the shot for the shot. He's fading. Huh? Where am I? Mijo. We've been waiting, Jaime. Mom? We've all been waiting. Waiting for what, Dad? For you to make a damn decision. College won't be so bad. Yeah, don't throw your life away on some dead-end job. Throw my life away? Go to college, be a superhero. I'm scared. I'll blow it at both. I just need some time. Why is everybody rushing me? Take all the time you need. Every minute you hesitate, every moment you falter, we get closer. I'm scared. Jaime. Reyes. The Scarab tells Jaime. So weak. Your indecision, your lack of control are near to those around you. Everyone seems to know it except you. But it's not too late to negotiate. To join us. To join the Reach. You're not... No, this is real. Then why are you so scared? Why am I so scared? Hello, Mr. Jaime Reyes. Please hear me, Jaime Reyes. It's not just my fear I'm fighting, is it? It's Hajidas. My Scarab is afraid. I see. Dan Garrett, the first Blue Beetle. Together, you guys inspired generations of heroes when you fought alongside one another. I've always struggled to live up to your potential, Haji. I wonder if I'm the reason you feel helpless. Ted Kord, the second Blue Beetle. Ted could never tap into your power, but that never made him less of a hero. Ted's driven by duty and hope for the future. But that's not what I've felt lately. The uncertainty, the fear, being so alone. These new Beetles... They've terrified both of us. We survived because we have friends we can always depend on. I know we can do it again. Help me, Haji. We'll find a way through this. Together, we're unstoppable. We're done being afraid. Whoa, Dionysus says. We. My armor. I feel stronger. Systems back online. Legalo armor activated. Hajida, I can understand you again. Translator function fully operational. I missed you, Edmano. The sentiment is shared, Edmano. Thank the gods you're alright, Starfire says. Now, what do we do? We protect each other, no matter what. Hold that thought. This situation has gone on too long. It ends now, says Batman and Superman. You made your point. We did wrong by you, Jaime. You... Wait, what? Nice armor, by the way. We're not here to fight? We're here to learn. This is ridiculous, Superman. These aliens need to be brought in immediately. We can wrap this up right now, says Black Condor. No. We let Jaime lead on this one. Like Hajida, these new beetles were created to serve their creators. But the host can be reasoned with, perhaps the horizon can be reasoned with as well. I can't believe Superman is here, Matita says. There was a time recently when you couldn't trust me. But hopefully I proved you wrong. I'm a hero too, he tells Batman. I want to work with these new beetles, teach their hosts how to coexist with their advanced technology. Even if it means risking your own destruction, Batman asks him. I'm standing up for what I believe in. I choose to fight for peace, even if that means standing up against you. Very well. Very well? No broody retort? Jaime Reyes, the Scarab calls out. We pushed too hard, and you pushed back. We'll try it your way. We want to work with you, discover what we can from these new beetles. And? Interstellar vessel approaching. What? Great. Row. What is that? Jaime asks. Can you feel it, too? I'm sensing something familiar. Don't know how to describe it. It's like my beetles waking up. Look alive, everyone. The Horizon are here. Graduation Day, Issue 5, Chapter 5, whatever you want to call it. Next is the finale. All right, yo, what did you think of that? Woo-wee! We getting hot and saucy up in this one right here. We getting hot and saucy. Like I said earlier, we're going to take a break. A little commercial break real quick. And, yeah. Then we'll start issue 6, chapter 6 of Blue Beetle Graduation Day. I can tell you right now, this is about to get intense. Be back in a second, y'all. Are y'all feeling just tired of having all these energy drinks that after you drink one, maybe even two, you get tired and like you kind of get the jitters and stuff? I'm telling y'all right now, go check out Dubby Energy. I'm telling you, yo, this is, I've bought probably like 4 tubs of this stuff. It is delicious. Every flavor is awesome. Excuse me, I tried to burp there for a second. It's probably one of the greatest energy drinks I've had. It's a powdered energy drink. So literally, you get a bottle of water, 16.9 ounces or whatever it is. You put one scoop in, shake it up, you're good to go for the rest of the day. It's a jitterless energy blend, bro. Jitterless iron. Literally, replaces other inferior caffeine beverages. It contains zero maltodextrin, zero fillers, zero artificial colors or dyes, and no proprietary blends. The star of the show is their coffee fruit extract, which help you focus. Like I said, there's no jitters, there's no crash. You still got that energy. Even when the energy's gone, you know, be like, oh man, I feel like I need to go to sleep or to have like 5 more drinks. I have like 2 or 3 of these a day. Literally, I love my water. So I just add a cup, 1 scoopful of W Powder Energy. Yo, this is the dope. And they just happened to have their 2-year anniversary recently. And they came out with probably, to me, the greatest flavor. Second to Dub Sludge. It's called Calio Cream. It's a mango orange cream flavor. Oh my God. You guys, literally, go check them out. If you like orange cream like orange-sicle, it tastes just like it. All right? So check out W Energy. Hit that for 10% off your tubs. Hit the MFG22 for 10% off your tubs. All right? Let's go into the next issue. Hey, yo. The Horizon are here. And we're not ready. I'm just a goth girl from Bloodhaven. I never expected to become a metahuman, let alone a guardian for an alien race. Guardian? Black Condor asks. You mean sentry for a possible invasion. That ship is heading straight for Palmera City. Scarab says, Jaime Reyes, the vessel is increasing velocity at a rapid rate. It's speeding up, Kaji? This isn't good. Incoming transmission. Dynaste, Natita, Blue Beetle all getting income transition to from the Scarabs. Another signal from the horizon? Are you picking this up too? I can't make sense of it. Yep. What does this signal mean? So much information. So much noise. All three Beetles are having issues. Translating signal now. Processing. You got this, Haji? What are you waiting for? They're going to mess with the kid. We need to blast it out of the sky. No, says Superman. We want for Jaime. We wait for Jaime. We can do this. That's it. Nice work, Haji. I know what the signal means. What the horizon are trying to tell us. It's not a warning. It's an SOS. The horizon ship is damaged. We need to help them. You heard the man. It's time for action, says Superman. Batman tells Shazam, Green Lantern, get up there. We need to change that ship's trajectory. Make sure it stays away from the city. Beetle, take point. Me? Says Beetle. Like we said, we trust you. If anyone can stop this, it's you, Batman says. Okay, everyone, let's go. Let's see what this new armor can do. So we see Blue Beetle, Shazam, Superman, and Jessica Cruz, Green Lantern, flying up to the Horizon ship. Looks like the ship is breaking apart. I see space rocks, too. Jessica? I think I can hold the ship together for now, but taking care of those meteors is another problem. Anyone have any ideas? 3 versus 1. I like those odds. Leave it to me. I'll start crushing. Whoosh, boom. Ow, says Shazam. Shazam! He'll be fine. Jaime, don't lose focus. This thing's picking up more speed. I can't hold it much longer. Jessica, Superman, focus on those meteors. I'll take care of the ship myself. Somehow. Good luck, Jaime. Energy propulsion is ready, Jaime Reyes. Full power, Scarab. Let's put this power up through its paces. The Legato armor makes it feel like there's lightning in my veins. But my strength doesn't come from the armor. It comes from everything I've gained along the way. I owe every step of my journey to those who stand beside me. Mentors, friends, family. Every mistake I've made is a lesson I've learned. And I'll never stop fighting for the legacy of those who came before me. With all of them by my side, I can't lose. These fragments are heading toward the city, says Superman. Not if we can help it, Jessica says. Haji, put all the power to the blaster. Other systems will be compromised if we do. You heard me. Rerouting from reverse power. Vamos, Haji. The ship's velocity is decreasing. But not fast enough. That ship and debris will be raining down any second. Fascinating, says Victoria. Almost there. Power reserves are critical. Preparing life support measures. No, Haji. We need every bit of power. All of it. Let's see you put those muscles to work, Dinastis, Flash says. Condor, I will not fail. The wind will aid my hand in protecting Palmera. Oof, this is a little close for comfort. Cuidado. Crash. Rocks are falling on Dinastis. Looks like we have a new hero on our hands. Wow. Oof, he did it. Jaime redirected the ship toward the ocean. But why is he falling like that? Zal, Jaime, wake up! Mama? Papa? Oof. Easy there. Superman catches. You did good, Jaime, Superman tells him. I'm glad I helped and all, but what do we do now? We do what you wanted. We talk to them. Dinastes, Natita, we have learned much of your society before our arrival. Your culture, your languages, your champions. I am Old Abar, shepherd of these horizons. We come seeking your aid. So they're not warriors at all? The Reach, they're here! Someone stop them, now! Whoa, no, I'm not. The reach remains. You failed your mission. Both of you have. Oh, right. Blue Beetle is of the Reach, but he's a protector of Earth, not a conqueror. He resisted the Reach's control. He defied his programming? Impossible. Not impossible. It's just like how we defied yours. Yeah, we never agreed to your stupid mission. You tried to conquer us. When things got tough, it was Blue Beetle who stood by our side. I recognize the Scarab. Hajida, one of the Reach's most dangerous weapons. It wields terrifying power. Yeah, but I'm a nice guy. Mostly. Shepard Ode, Blue Beetle means no harm to you or your people. The House of L. You are the reason we arrived. You are the one who repelled the first Reach invasion, yes? Me? No. That was all Jaime. So this Scarab did rebel. As you know, the Reach are tyrants. Many of us attempted to escape the throes of the Reach, but few were successful. In order to survive, to escape capture, we never stopped running. We have no way of knowing if there are others out there. We may be the only ones left. We will honor your commitment to Hajida and its host for now. Our ship is damaged beyond repair. Our resources are finite, and our people are weak and famished. We came here to find permanent home. Everybody's face is like, well, no. I will contact the Guardians. Green Lantern and Corps can help find an uninhabitable planet. No. Allow me. Veronica, Victoria comes in. Sorry to butt in. They stay here in Palmera City, says Jaime. Jaime? They came all this way for a reason. They're scared, they're hungry, and they're alone. I know it's what it's like to be out of my element. Sorry. What's like to be out of my element. Like there's no one looking out for you. But we're not just gonna stick them on some rock in outer space. Palmera City is my home, and I won't let anything happen to the horizon. They belong here. You do not know what you're saying, Jaime. Who will feed them, house them, guide them? Ted and I have the resources to help. We can make Palmera City a safe environment for the horizon. I didn't know you had a generous side, says Jaime. That's rich coming from a thief. Don't think for a second I'm letting that go. Cord Industries seeks to bridge the divide between alien and terrestrial science. Only through shared knowledge can we find lasting peace. I'm Victoria, by the way. We can work out the specifics, but until then, I welcome you and your people to Palmera City with open arms. Isn't that what you want, Jaime? You know, all summer I've been wondering why I'm even here. I think this is it. So that's that. After everything, we're going to roll out the welcome wagon? Exactly what we're doing. I have misgivings about this plan. I know. However, we have your back no matter what happens. Good work, Jaime. Batman with a smirk. Jaime, I need to apologize for what I did. You do? It's okay, Vic. You thought you were doing the right thing, and you probably were. It's why I look up to you so much. I am not willing to forgive. We'll discuss this at Titan's Tower, says Starfire. It's going to be okay, Starfire. We did it. We saved the day. Yeah, I don't know about that. That seems a little sketchy, especially with Victoria. No, Jaime, you saved the day, and it couldn't have gone any better. But this is an incredible amount of responsibility you're taking on. Aliens in Palmera City? New powers? Are you sure you're up for it? Yeah, that's what I think I learned from you, Superman. I don't have to do this alone. I have a whole bunch of people here to help. I may be far from home, but I still have a family looking out for me. And I always look out for them. Weeks later, my name is Jaime Reyes. I'm kind of a superhero. I grew up somewhere special, with a family that loved and supported me through all sorts of tough times. I know. Tarde otra vez. It was somewhere that made me the hero I am today. I live in the city now, but it started to grow on me. It's starting to grow on me. New friends, new job, new adventures. What was supposed to be a gap year has turned into something much different. A calling. I found people who need me. I found a purpose. Things are getting real weird, but I don't mind one bit. For me and my life, we are part of the package. For the first time in a long time, I'm excited about the future, the possibilities, and whatever comes my way. I'll be ready. It won't be easy, but we'll figure it out together. After all, I'm the Blue Beetle. I totally have this under control. Graduation day conclusion. Epilogue. What was the deal with this bag anyway? Ow. Oh, there we go. Where the hell am I anyway? Gimmicks? I can't say. Aren't you supposed to be dead? Oh, look. Like you have powers. Good. Because we're all in big bleeping trouble. To be continued in Blue Beetle Scarab War. Out in December. The end. Ooh. I don't know who Gimmick is, but clearly she's not a good Scarab. What'd y'all think about that one? That one was good. It was a little bit shorter than the other one, I think. Drinking something. Sorry, guys. So what y'all think about that one? Conclusion was dope. I like the fact that Jaime learned, like, you don't have to do things by yourself. It's okay to take time. But sometimes when you take too much time, things just pass you by. It's okay to be scared, but you can't let fear be the definition of what you do. If you let fear take over, then you're never going to do anything in life. You have to build that fear, let it build up, but push through that fear, because that's the only way you'll become a new and better person. Hence why he got a new armor, which was actually dope. But yeah, guys, that was the end of Blue Beetle Graduation Day Limited Series. As you heard, out in September, Scarab War number 1 is coming out. I am excited. Like I said, the same team, Josh Trujillo, Agent Gutierrez, Will Quintanilla. They're all back to do, I don't know how many issues it's going to be, but they're back to do this all over again. And I'm excited for it. Also, you gotta be excited for, we have the Blue Beetle movie coming out in August. The trailer came out, I think it was last week, maybe a week and a half ago. Oh my gosh. One, the suit looks phenomenal. I hate when I cannot say this man's name right. Xolo Mariawenda. The dude from Cobra Kai, like the main lead, so to speak, kid. I can already tell it looks awesome. Susan Sarandon is Victoria. She's basically the villain of this movie. And I think somebody else is in the villain too. So I'm excited for this movie to come out. I want to read the Spanish one. But I'm not sure when. I don't know if that comes out before or after the movie. I need to look that up though. So I want to read the Spanish one. But y'all, as y'all know, this is the end of this. Hope y'all enjoyed all 6 issues. You know, feels like very long. I feel like we started this in, when did we start this? Oh my goodness. Because we read 2 back to back. I did skip issue 5 just so I could read both of them together right now. 6 issues, 1 issue a month. And we're only in the 4th month of the year. So this started in November? Wow. Yeah, right after Thanksgiving or just before Thanksgiving. So, yeah, man, it's been 6 months of getting to the end of this limited series. Y'all know what it is. Hit me up on Twitter at MellowPod22. Give me a like. Give me a DM if y'all want to talk about anything. Hit up TJFeliciano2011@gmail.com. Any questions, anything you want to talk about, let's go. Hit up that twitch.tv/MellowFellowGaming. One word, no spaces. Yes, yes, yes. I need to get back on my YouTube thing. There's some few videos there, but I don't really post much on YouTube. But yeah, also go check out Get Help Dad podcast, Geeky Dad podcast, Wrestling World with Austin Boyer. Dude, there's so many. Refiltered, the Stupid History Minute. I know for the Latin Jukebox. I'm forgetting. There's one in my head. I know. I listen to it all the time. Oh my gosh, I hate that. Oh my god, it's like literally spells out SHIT. Talking shit, basically. But each word means something. But y'all know what it is. Always and forever. One love. Peace.